This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson. NASA just selected 12 new astronaut candidates from among more than 18,000 applicants. WPSU's Christine Allen speaks with one of those lucky 12, Zena Cardman, a National Science Foundation graduate research fellow at Penn State.
When you were a little kid, what did you want to do when you grew up?
I actually wanted to be a writer. I wanted to write novels. It wasn't until high school, really, that I found science. I had a great high school biology teacher, and that sent me down that path. And then it wasn't really until college that I figured out I wanted to be an astronaut.
Describe your career trajectory up to this point.
I have been nothing but a student, really, so far, with the exception of a couple odd jobs. You know, in high school, I scooped ice cream and things like that. And I did wind up taking a little bit of time off after college to be effectively a research technician for a couple of different projects, ranging from Antarctica to sailing as the assistant engineer in the engine room of a tall ship. But since then, I've been a researcher and a student.
Wait. Antarctica. Hold on.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I started going to Antarctica in college. I think I was 20 years old the first time I went down there. And I had been really inspired by another student who was at UNC Chapel Hill. I had read about her and she had gone to do research at the end of the earth. And I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And I thought maybe that was how I could apply my newfound passion for biology, and eventually wound up going down with a project called the Long-Term Ecological Research Program. And so they're looking at everything from whales and seals and penguins down to phytoplankton and bacteria, which is where I fit into the puzzle.
So what is it like to be in Antarctica?
I like to think of Antarctica as a summer camp, but for grown-ups and cold. You know, it's a great community. Everyone down there is either doing research or supporting research. And you are either on a research vessel, like I was for my first two trips, or you are on a research base. So I literally stayed in a bunk bed, and it felt like I was just hanging out with close friends all day, every day, but doing research in Antarctica. And penguins were in the backyard, so that didn't hurt.
What do you do for entertainment when you're in Antarctica?
There's actually a lot to do for entertainment. You know, of course, we do have that little movie theater, and we can play DVDs, things like that. We actually had a band, a Palmer Station band. We had a couple of guitars and a little electric keyboard and a tiny children's drum kit. And so we would have a band practice up at the weather station.
Were you in the band?
I was in the band. I played the keyboard.
You seem to like adventure.
Absolutely, yes.
So what was it that made you decide to apply to become an astronaut?
I think I decided sometime early in college or maybe late in high school that this might be something I wanted to do, but I didn't have concrete reasons until I had started going on these fieldwork expeditions. So from the Arctic to the Antarctic and working in a remote environment where you can't just run to the store to buy a new part, so you learn to fix things, and being in these environments that are also scientifically relevant to maybe looking for life on another planet or life that existed on early Earth. And in hindsight, I realized that I had built up this set of skills that I thought could be valuable to the space program. The last time that they had an application process, the class that was selected in 2013, I didn't quite yet qualify. You have to be out of college with at least 3 years of experience. So this one opened in late 2015. It closed in early 2016, and I threw my hat in the ring. The day after the application closed, there was all of this press saying more than 18,000 people had applied. And so, of course, I look at that and I think, well, that's that, you know, I'll try again next time. That was cool. And then you wait and you get radio silence for months. And out of the blue, I got a phone call from Houston saying, this is the astronaut selection office. We'd like you to come down for an interview. And it was just completely, completely surreal. I was overjoyed to be in that moment.
Where were you when you got the call? How'd you react?
I was actually sitting on my couch doing work in my pajamas. And I got the call and I looked at my phone and I saw a number I didn't recognize. I almost didn't pick it up thinking it must have been spam, but thankfully I did. And it was several moments of just stunned silence before I could put together any kind of coherent words. So I said, of course, yes, yes, I would be honored to come to Houston. And I got to meet some amazing other people during that process. They bring us in a group, which is really, really great. That's the best part of the experience, I think.
So where were you when you got the news?
I was again in my living room. This time I knew the call was going to come. We had all been told whether it's a yes or no, you'll get a call on May 25th. So I had a couple of friends come over to, you know, keep the secret, but also babysit me, keep me company so I wouldn't just spend the morning panicking. They made me breakfast tacos, and we were actually watching Apollo 13, which is
perfect.
And also kind of embarrassingly cliche, but it was right for the moment. And there's a series of photos where you can just kind of watch my face fall, and I am coming to terms with the fact that this wasn't my shot. What a cool experience. I'm going to try again next time. And then the phone call came and they said, how's your day going? And in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know, man, like you tell me. But I said, it's going okay. And they said, well, I think it's going to get a little bit better. We want you to come down and join the astronaut corps. It was just so surreal. There's a picture of me with just my hand over my heart and I'm grinning and crying all at once. It was amazing. It was incredible. I'll never forget that moment.
What are you going to look forward to most about your first trip into space, whenever that may come?
Wow. I don't even know how to comprehend going to space for the first time. Just looking out the window and getting to see the curve of Earth and comparing that to just a totally velvet black background, I think that's going to be really profound, you know, being able to see Earth without borders, not being able to really see humans, but rather seeing Earth as just one large organism with this tiny bubble of atmosphere around it. It's going to be just incredible.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with Penn State graduate research fellow Zena Cardman. She was recently selected by NASA as an astronaut candidate. She will report for duty in August.